We return our focus now to a former South African soldier who has just been laid to rest at the Jerusalem Mount Herzl Military Cemetery. And I'm reading you a Facebook post by Rosie Levy Popak that says, "There are no words to express the deep heartbreak we feel at the passing of Moshe Shmuel Knoll, beloved son of David and Miriam Knoll, a former longtime Capetonian, pioneering member of the Chabad Center and a cherished friend of Rabbi and Rebbetzin Mendel Popak. Our hearts go out to the entire Knoll family during this devastating time. Please consider doing a mitzvah in his memory. May it bring comfort to his entire family and merit to his neshama." Staff Sergeant Moshe Shmuel Knoll was one of five soldiers who was killed in Gaza 2 days ago. 14 soldiers are still wounded, and two of them are in serious condition. We cross now to Israel, where Doron Klein is standing by. He is the CEO of Telfed, the South African Zionist Federation in Israel, and he has just returned from the funeral. Doron, very sad to be chatting with you about this, but how was the funeral, and what was said at the funeral in memory about Staff Sergeant Moshe Shmuel Knoll?
Yes, a very large gathering at Mount Herzl Military Cemetery. People came from all over the country, and buses came from Beit Shemesh, where the Knoll family live, and brought people to the cemetery. A lot of the rabbis from the yeshiva where Moshe studied, and also from the unit which he belonged to. Moshe belonged to a unit called Netzach Yehuda, which is a religious unit. So the rabbis spoke both from his yeshiva and from the religious unit, and people that know the family spoke, and also his siblings and his father spoke. I mean, his dad spoke, that's David, for those who remember David Knoll, the pharmacist from Sea Point. But David spoke in his strong South African accent. And I think what was remarkable was David's speech, because he said, "Although we're here laying my son to rest, we're actually here in a way to celebrate. We're celebrating his life. He was here for a very short time on this earth, but we're celebrating his life and the time that we had with him on this earth." And his father said, let's take that, even though we're so sad that he has left this world, but let's celebrate the wonderful times that we had with him. And he also spoke about his bravery and the bravery of the IDF soldiers, that because of them, we're able to have a state of Israel, and because of them, we're able to conquer evil and face evil head on and defeat it, please God.
Doron, and his death, as you were telling us yesterday, brings to 12 the number of South Africans who have been lost either in acts of terror or in the line of duty since the start of this Gaza war. And we know that at least 887 Israeli soldiers have been killed in the past 22 months. Doron, how old was Moshe? And you mentioned that he was part of a religious unit, and he studied at a yeshiva. So was he full-time conscripted? And when would he have been studying?
So I think it's best to hand over now to Dov. Dov Koppel is sitting next to me in the car. I gave Dov a lift back from the cemetery. We're on our way back home to Beit Shemesh. So I think Dov is best the best person to answer your questions, because I knew David, that's Moshe's father, because of the strong South African connection to Cape Town. But I did not know Moshe. So let's hand over to Dov Koppel, who's sitting next to me in the car, and you can ask him your questions about Moshe.
So Dov Koppel is his chavuta, was Moshe's learning partner at the yeshiva. Dov, thank you so much for chatting with us. And I know you're on your way back from the funeral. How are you feeling? I mean, what is going through your mind right now?
A lot of thoughts about Moshe. It's a very hard time for all of us, for everybody. And every time I think about Moshe, I think about his smile. When he used to smile every time, that was something that was very powerful for everybody. And that's most of the main memory that's in my head now. So it's going on all the time.
What can you tell us? We know that he was one of five soldiers who was killed in Gaza. Can you give us a better understanding of what actually happened?
On Monday night around 10 o'clock,
an explosive charge.
And they went to help and get out the wounded soldiers from there. And then they were attacked by Hamas murder, whatever they're. And that's how actually they got killed.
When did you find out what had happened, and when was the last time you had spoken to Moshe?
Well, I didn't speak with Moshe for a long time, actually, because when he finished learning, he straight went to the army, and I continued. Afterwards, I was another year in a yeshiva, so we didn't speak in the last year and a half. And when I found out, it was around 7 o'clock on Tuesday.
How did you find out?
It was my friends contacted me and have a WhatsApp group with all of the elderly people from the yeshiva. Yeah. We have a WhatsApp group, and we send us the message.
Moshe was 21 years old. That's what I see. You mentioned that you and him studied at the yeshiva and then he went to the army. Can you explain how it works? So did he finish school? How long would he have been in the yeshiva? And how long has he been in the army?
So first of all, the yeshiva is from 9th grade. From 9th grade to until 12th grade, and then there's another extra year you could stay in the yeshiva to learn. So that year is a very special year because we actually learn a lot about the important stuff about the country and what does it mean to serve in the IDF, in the army. It's very and that's where Moshe actually decided he really wants to go to the army.
Does everybody automatically go to the army from the yeshiva, or some men choose not to?
No, there are some people who don't go because I don't know. Some of their parents are afraid. Some they rather to go to yeshiva to learn a little bit more. I went to the yeshiva to another different yeshiva to learn an extra year. Only after that I went to the army. So there's a lot of people go to a lot of places after that, not just the army.
You said that it was during the time that you were with him in the yeshiva that Moshe decided to go to the army. Do you remember what made him decide that he wanted to be in the IDF?
Well, I think it's really the point about being there for your country, for the Jewish country, where we actually are dreaming we dreamed about this country for over 2,000 years when for so long, and suddenly we have a country. So what makes me not go and defend the country? So I think that's the most important thing, that if we wanted this country to be the Jewish country, so I will go and defend this country we have all dreaming of.
Dov, how long was he in the army before he was killed?
He was almost two years. in the army, there's this, the Jewish unit, there's a very unique school. It's you go for 2 years, you go into the army, you're a soldier for 2 years, and then you go to learn to study for a job. You start learning or whatever you want to do for another extra year. So he was actually almost two years. He went in on August 23.
And do you know what he wanted to do?
It was before he was going to specialize. Mm-hmm. Or he would then, after that, specialize for a unique aspect in the army. Like after the 2 years, you can choose to specialize for something in the army. So this was, he'd done 2 years, and this was before his option to specialize in something in the army. That would have been his third year.
And do either of you know what he was planning to do after the army?
Well, I'm not sure, but I know when we were in yeshiva, he learned to work in electricity. So I don't know if he wanted really to work in it, but I know that's what he studied before the army.
And Dov, did he ever talk about his South African background, the fact that he came from Cape Town?
Not that I remember.
well, it's probably a good answer that both of you were hopefully focused on studying rather than chatting. Dov, maybe just a last question. For many of us that never had the chance to meet Dov, you mentioned at the beginning it was his smile. Can you just share with us some other memories that you have of him and about him?
Well, there was this thing I just told my sister before. We really look alike. We really look alike. And there was a thing that when people ask us, are you brothers? And they're like, yeah, sure, we're brothers. So it's a really nice memory when I had with him that we always try to laugh with everybody together.
And Daron told us that there was a huge crowd at the funeral. Did you have a chance to see and talk with some of his other friends?
A lot of friends from our yeshiva came. A lot, like around 100 people from our yeshiva came to honor him. His last...
Yeah, Dov, I can imagine. I mean, maybe I can't. It must be very, very difficult. Thank you for sharing with us. Is there anything else you would like to say?
No, I think so.
Okay.
All right.
And that is Dov Koppel, who was the learning partner of Staff Sergeant Moshe Shmuel, who at the age of 21 gave his life to the State of Israel. And with Dov returning from the funeral, that we understand a huge crowd of friends and family and yeshiva men came to pay their last respects at Mount Herzl Military Cemetery. That was Daron Klein, who is the CEO of Telfed, the South African Zionist Federation in Israel. Thank you both for talking to us while your emotions are still running high and you're on your way back from the funeral. Our thoughts and prayers are with the two of you, the friends and the family of Moshe Shmuel, the other soldiers who died, and the State of Israel.